I will answer questions about green smoothies later. I will only tell you that the most popular question that people ask is, what kind of smoothie did you make for Roseburg Group? My dear friends, just imagine, we had to make 19 gallons of smoothie every day. We have in Ashland 20,000 population, 4 stores that sell organic produce. The produce managers just couldn't see me. Whenever I showed up at the doorsteps at the store, they just said, oh no, not again. Because I bought all the greens that they had, and how many you can have organic, ripe, perfectly ripe bananas? Then finally, there were no ripe bananas in Ashland. Then I went for soft mangoes, which was upgrade in our and our expenses. But then there were no more soft mangoes, but we had to continue experiment. We couldn't break it. So we started to go for more and more expensive things. And we spent about $5,000 out of our pocket just for making smoothies for all these people in 1 month. And so what kind of smoothie we made? We made whatever we could get. Luckily, it was April, and soon we found out there was chickweed in our backyard that was free. And we started to make chickweed smoothie and lamb's quarter smoothie. And it's interesting that people who participated in our experiment not only improved their hydrochloric acid, but they had so many more benefits. In the end, I asked them 10 questions, and I placed in the end of the book all of their testimonials. I started receiving the phone calls from them after 2 weeks. They will say, well, you told us not to change the diet, but I really don't want to drink coffee anymore, and my doctor told me I should quit it a long time ago. And I said, well, can you please try to continue some coffee? She said, oh, that's so wonderful that I just can easily stop it now because I don't want it at all. I feel high energy from the very morning. And then another person said, I really don't want any sugar, any candy anymore, and I've been dreaming of that. And another man said, well, you'll find his testimonial, actually. He said, this is ridiculous. I never, ever ate salad in my life. Now I crave salad. And so on and so on. And everybody, when I asked them, what else did you get as a health benefit? They said they lost weight if they wanted to lose. One person wanted to gained it. And they stopped having insomnia, decided to have a lot more energy. Everybody complimented on their look. Many people reported better sexual drive, and the teeth and the headaches were gone, and hypertension was gone. It's just from one quart of smoothie in addition to their regular diet. I was on top of heaven after that. As I started researching, I found out that this is a perfect time in our life to do research. Because when I was doing research years ago, like even 6 years ago, there was not that much on the internet. If I wanted an article, I had to order it through the library, and I had to wait when they will ship it to me. Sometimes it could be 2 months. It was really, really difficult. Now, just with a click, I could order anything from any university of the world, of any medical establishment of the world. I could order articles and have them delivered to me instantly. It's just really, really wonderful. And it's interesting time, and I just couldn't stop. I continued, and that's what I found out. I had this question, and people ask me all the time, so when actually people started cooking? And what did ancient people eat? And I always wanted to know, and I had this idea that people been cooking for centuries, or at least centuries, or maybe even millenniums, and people been eating meat since very beginning, and I wanted to know what's the truth. So I started to research that, and that's what I found. Again, today's the high technology time, and today, literally, archaeologists are capable of getting the equipment that they could ultrasound the mountains and the earth, and they could see if there is anything underneath, if there are any remains of any towns, dwellings, bones. And when this equipment became available, like in the 90s, in the 90s of last century, in the 90s, all countries were just waiting. Which country will be the first? Which country will be the oldest? And it appeared to be Eastern Africa. The city of Kadar had the oldest human remains. There were 13 skeletons, which were named by the international community of scientists the first family. And one of the skeletons was complete, and they gave it name Lucy. It was female. And they started to research, so that it, and they even have equipment where they just kind of x-ray it, and the equipment shows what age, how old it is. And it, the date it was 3.6 million years. That's when the first humans that we found remains existed. Interesting that they had curled phalanges on their hands. That means that they were living on trees. And they had big square molars. That means that they were chewing lots of green leaves. According to the history, according to research, at that time, 3.6 million years ago in Eastern Africa, the climate was tropical rainforest. So we all apparently came from East Africa. What was life there like? There were fruit trees everywhere. Even fish was fed fruit at that time. There was such an abundance of fruit. In rainforest, there were 300 different varieties of fruit. Only 20 of them were ever introduced to civilized Western, I mean, to so-called civilized world. Only 20 out of 300. So can you imagine how many more fruit there are? There are fruits that grow directly from the trunk of the tree. For example, like durians and jackfruits and mangosteens. There are so many. So we were originally eating all of that fruit. Because the temperature was stable around the year, the hominids, or first humans, they were having available the ripest, perfectly ripest fruit around the year. Inside of that fruit, there were always insects, either bugs or some kind of flies or something. They didn't care, they ate it all. So they were consuming insects. Inside of this fruit, there were also seeds, like, for example, guava, you know, they're just little seeds, or like raspberry, or strawberry seeds, and sometimes like peach. After they eat the fruit, there is a nut, like almond. So nut and almond and peach is the same thing. So they were eating fruits, greens. The greens were in the rainforest, the big, shiny, thick, sweet, and luscious, juicy greens. They were eating fruit, greens, nuts, seeds, a little bit of insects, and bark. The bark of tropical trees is very sweet and a little bit spicy. Like, for example, cinnamon is a bark of tropical tree from Africa. So they eat bark. There were many creatures at that time that lived what was called canopy. There are five levels of the forest. This top forest, top level is canopy. And they almost never went down to the land because there were huge predators there at that time. And they were totally disastrous for them. Somebody had to become smarter in order to get the best piece. And it apparently humans were the ones that became smarter. And they started to grow in numbers and populate this forest. And they started to double and double and double and double. And it took them 3 million years to totally overpopulate Eastern Africa. And after that, they started to move away from Eastern Africa with a speed 1 mile per 8 years. Isn't it amazing? Because they now overpopulated East Africa to such a degree that there was now not enough fruit there, not enough food. Now somebody had to become smarter again in order to be able to move away and still be able to be fed and survive. And now they were moving towards Australia, Asia, and Europe, and the rest of the Africa. Now something really changed. In Africa, in East Africa, they had rainforests, they had the same climate around the year. Now they moved and there was no any more fruit around the year, and there's not any more warmth. Now they encountered cold, long winters with no food. And did they eat meat? Of course they did. I would too. Because if one faces survival, sometimes we read in the newspaper some humans got lost. They even eat their own shoes to survive. So these first humans, they ate whatever, crawled, flied, ran, walked, whatever. Now tell me, do you like the smoothie?
Yes.
Yeah, you didn't expect it to be maybe as good. And so you can do it now. So they started to, and again, they were smart enough to continue to grow in numbers. So they were actually getting smarter, and they were growing in numbers even in cold climate, even though hundreds and thousands of them died every winter from being hungry and cold. There were male species, male humans, who were eating most of the meat because the females were constantly either pregnant or nursing. According to the research, pregnant female ancestors, they were nursing for 3-4 years. So they were constantly with a baby, sometimes with two babies, and they couldn't hunt as much, and they had to eat leftovers from a male meal or just some dry grass, some dry roots, or some dry whatever they could find. So they were just eating to survive.